Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Thirsty Nerds Podcast. But unlike any other episode, this is a very special episode.
That's right.
We are joined here by some special guests from another podcast that is not ours.
Yes. Over Under Podcast, we have Jason and Dylan. Hi, what's up, guys? Introduce yourselves.
What's up, guys?
It's nice to be here. I'm Jason. Yeah, I'm a co-host of the Over Under Podcast with my friend and roommate, Dylan. We're Philly boys and big nerds, and we're really excited to talk to you guys about the slate of nerd news this week.
Yeah, we don't really focus on we don't focus on nerd stuff usually specifically, but I mean, we're definitely. I was looking at your show notes, and I mean, this is all stuff that
we're happier here. For it. Don't worry, yeah. What, much happier for it.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about your guys' podcast. What do you guys cover, and what can people expect when they check you guys out?
Yeah, so we're a movie podcast, and every week, so we upload every Monday. Hmm. We take a movie, or we take a director, or we take like a franchise, or you know, some sort of movie topic, and then we basically like the first like 2/3 of our show, we'll talk about it. We'll try to like set the baseline, and then we'll set like an objective rating for the thing that we're talking about, and then we have like a debate basically. One of us says that the thing that we're talking about is overrated, and then the other one says that it's underrated, and then we come to a conclusion at the end of the pod.
Oh, okay. Now, how many of these lead to scuffles outside the show?
A little bit. Like, we watch these movies together, and then we'll criticize each other when we have different opinions.
Nice. Oh, I mean, yeah, that's
fun.
Star Wars.
Yeah, I checked some of your guys' stuff out, man. It's real fun stuff, man. I like it. Really like it. Keep doing your thing, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, so how's everybody's week, man? Jamal.
I'm all over the place. But I'm going to manage, and I'm going to be here, you know? I mean, nothing bad.
We're doing all right. I don't know. The weather's been, like, incredibly awesome out this week.
Has it?
I don't know, like, where you guys are located. Yeah.
It's
like,
cold as shit out here.
In Philly, it's been, like, warm, like, all week. It's been in the 50s.
Well, congratulations.
See, the Midwest is is known for, like, giving us 90-degree weather, and then the very next day we have, like, a blizzard.
Mm-hmm. So, it just like, starts to snow.
Yeah, sinuses are just off the Richter for the first 3-4 months of the year.
Yes, right now it's hitting me. Like, because it was, like, warm most of the week, and then for some reason, like, it always hits during the weekend. It's always, like, it goes down to
every
40.
Time you have to come over here, you come with your goddamn illnesses.
You're out there wearing them jorts.
It's okay.
Boy.
It's eternal. No. It's eternal.
Right,
don't worry.
You're sitting right next to me, and you didn't tell me you were sick. You disgust me.
Hey, you're both sick. You both have the same sickness.
What does that mean? And we're going to get down.
The mouse.
Exactly. We'll divulge later.
And actually, me and Clarence actually went to see Shane Gillis last week.
We had a date.
Yeah, we did have a date. We went to a couple breweries, and then we went to see Shane Gillis drunk off our asses.
Nice.
And we stopped at this brewery. You guys are familiar with Rick Bayless? He is, if anybody watches SPN, his brother Skip Bayless is one of the most hated men.
Yes.
But the Latino community loves Rick Bayless because he is the white man that gets away with cooking all the Mexican food. He gets all the passes. He gets invited to every cookout. That motherfucker. I used to watch his show on PBS when I first moved to this country and I didn't have cable.
Yeah.
That motherfucker spoke to me. You understand me? Hey. So we went to his brewery.
And now we know why.
Yeah. Exactly. We went to his restaurant in Chicago. He's got a restaurant called Cruz Blanca, which is also a brewery. And we picked up Señor Incognito. This is from 2019. It's a Imperial Stout aged in rye barrels with toasted coconut and pecan and cinnamon. That motherfucker is kicking.
Delicious.
Oh, man. I love
that
it.
That sounds good.
It's dark.
Chris is having a terrible time today. But we had a day out in the city, and it was fun. My wife was like, she took pictures of us like we were going to prom.
I need to see. I need to see
pin the brooch and shit.
Is that why you guys are called the Thirsty Nerds Podcast? Yes, sir. Dude, it's like, are you always drinking?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And only at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Like respectable people.
Exactly.
Yeah, I try to bring in some like beer that I know these guys might enjoy and try to like prop up little like local breweries and stuff like that. Just kind of bring in the culture of just brewing a little bit and nerd together. We all complain about the same things. Nerd and beer culture is the same thing.
It was better back in my day.
Exactly. But speaking of back in my day, we can get started with our first topic of today.
We should start off at the top. It's only right. Rest in peace to Akira Toriyama.
Oh, 100%.
Man. Yeah. What some news to wake up to, man. It just was not the greatest. I lost Stan. I've lost two goats in my lifetime. It's nuts. It only sets off my week correctly. I mean, this is, you're right. It's been all over the place.
Go ahead.
Mexico is mourning. I can say that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we are going through it.
I don't know how true it is. I know it's definitely not true, but like there's on Twitter, like, I'm not sure they did in Brazil.
The cartels did not do a ceasefire.
I know they did. That would be...
My God.
If only. But I feel like if anything could do it, it would
be a character.
I mean, sure.
It would, yeah.
I did see a meme where a dude holding the gun.
Like China did one of the government officials and everything talked about a national mourning for Akira Toriyama and everything. I think they had that in Brazil as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the man touched the world.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. Like, it was really hard. It hit me hard, like at work and everything, and then going through the tweets because my whole Twitter feed was blowing up.
Yeah, because all you know is nerds.
Yes, exactly.
It's how the internet should have been when we were growing up. Nothing but Dragon Ball Z.
It was a slow
AMVs.
It was a slow burn until we realized that he has been everywhere. He's touched all of us, you know, all of our lives and everything.
In a good way.
Yeah, in a good way.
In a passionate way.
In a very consensual way.
Passionately, yeah. Consensually.
How about you guys? Like, do you have anything?
Fond memories of Akira Toriyama touching?
No. No.
You don't have to answer.
I mean, I watched it on Toonami. I'm sure a few of you guys at least also experienced Dragon Ball that way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they just put out a tribute to him, I think, a couple days ago, where they brought Tom back, that robot guy,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
to give a little eulogy, and then... they played a few DBZ Kai episodes.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
It was cool. Like, they were talking about how, like, without
Toonami is built on Dragon Ball Z.
It is entirely.
Yeah.
And they contributed that to it.
So it's Saturday morning cartoons on Telemundo.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, yeah, that's where I actually found Dragon Ball first. Yeah.
Which is how I watched the rest of Frieza Saga, by the way. Because Channel, what was that, ABC, was not airing that shit.
I honestly feel like all relations between America and Japan currently are built off of Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
You
know, I think we had a fierce disagreements during World War II, and then Akira Toriyama
came out with Goku.
He dropped the real bomb.
100%.
Exactly. 100%. A bomb to bring people together.
100% effectiveness.
Yeah. Exactly.
Beautiful.
It was over 9,000 effective.
But you know who's not bringing people together?
What?
Dakota Johnson.
Oh,
she's pissing some people off.
She's putting us, we're all in the same web together.
She's only speaking the truth. Okay.
She's bringing everybody together. What do you mean?
Not the Sony execs. They ticked off at her.
They're not people.
They're AI generated.
They're the robots from Helldivers.
Exactly.
Punching
that's right.
me in the face constantly with terrible movies.
They don't believe in democracy.
Okay. Before we get into this topic, I just want you guys to know that when I went to go see Dune for the second time this weekend, they were handing out free posters of Madam Web. There had to be like 40 of them. I have two at my home.
They got you twice on the way in, on the way out.
I took two posters.
You took two posters.
Absolutely.
That's a good.
They're trying to give you two boxes.
I mean, I would have asked for a box if I saw an attendant, but they were all hiding in the back room smoking or whatever. I'm not going to say the theater, but yeah.
No, yeah.
I would have taken the whole thing.
The people in this room know the theater.
Are you going to put it in front of the door?
It's already on the door.
Of course it is. Sorry.
Beautiful. So,
yeah. His favorite
Yeah, she made some people mad, apparently, in the behind the scenes of Sony, the way she went about press tour, just talking shit about the movie. Yeah,
spoke her mind. That's actually what convinced me to see the movie. So I think it was a great press junket.
Yeah, I think it would have made less money, because I really did not want
to
see that
if
movie.
She was trying to sell it like, oh, this is going to be like the next blockbuster, I would have been like, shut up, I'm not going to go see this garbage. Mm-hmm. But the fact that she was honest, I was like, you know what? I like her, and I demand to see this film.
You're right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and, and she's one of the few like young actors that kind of has like the clout to be able to like get away with just like shitting on a big budget movie that they star in for the entire press tour.
Yeah.
For anybody that doesn't know, like her parents are like Hollywood royalty. Her dad is Don Johnson. Her mom is Melanie Griffith. She comes from like Hollywood royalty. So like she has like the clout.
Her grandparents are like super like old school movie stars too, aren't they?
So old.
Yeah, her grandparents are Tippi Hedren, and then I forget her grandfather, but her grandfather was like a big time Hollywood producer in the 70s. But he produced like The Exorcist and a bunch of other movies. Ooh, shit. He also made an incredible movie called Roar, which is the most dangerous movie ever created. Oh. Where they have a bunch of live lions and tigers, just like mauling the camera crew and the actors the entire movie.
You're right. I remember reading about that.
I've heard that on TikTok. Yeah, like they talked about dangerous like movie sets and everything. Like, oh shit.
Okay, that sounds amazing.
You have to watch that.
But there's like a little girl in that movie, and that's Melanie Griffith. That's Dakota Johnson's mom.
She survived.
She fought the
They all survived. Nobody actually died in the movie, but some people, especially the camera crew, got like seriously injured.
There was a movie, I think it was like, fuck, I can't remember the name, but it was like they had lions on set, and it was like, I want to say it was that Hepburn movie with like the Queen of the Nile or whatever, and like somebody actually eaten by a lion.
Yeah, I mean, good. Oh, I'm glad someone got mauled on that movie. Jeez. Someone needed to pay for white people pretending to be Egyptians. It was crazy. But yeah, Dakota Johnson, I mean, I think good on her. Good on her for being honest.
Nepo baby, no, she can get hired.
She would be fine. No one's going to, especially how outspoken she was about this and everything, no one's going to hold that against her. Like, yeah, we know. What movie it was.
We saw the same movie.
It's a Sony superhero movie. Who cares? Who cares? Not even Sony. They're just huffing and puffing.
Even like Sydney Sweeney, like on SNL, that was where her opening jokes and everything about like, hi, you've probably seen me. Like she opened up like, you probably seen me on Euphoria, but you probably didn't see me in Madden Web. I'm like, she's already.
Wow. You know, I mean, but those jokes were sanctioned by, by the house.
By the house. Like, you may say that.
Yeah.
The switch up is real.
We'll let you get away with it.
For now.
Yeah. Yeah. But
good on her. Yeah. You know who stopped getting away with it?
What?
Rooster Teeth.
Oh, no.
You're right.
Who are they again?
So Rooster Teeth started off as you remember back in the day they had that Halo like parody show? Red versus Blue.
I played Call of Duty, but I know what it is.
They started off with a dream, and they had some success, and then Warner Brothers Time Warner bought them, and say goodbye to that.
Sold them off as for tax write off.
Yeah, they weren't profitable the entire time they were under Warner Brothers.
No, they weren't.
Well, yeah, it's like a niche internet thingy. So
it's one of those things where like Warner Brothers actually are going down the list of things they can like just take off and everything. They finally realized like, oh yeah, we still own that. Okay, now they can take it.
You know what you would know them from? Ruby. They did Ruby.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that was cool.
Did any one of us like actually grow up with Rooster Teeth back in the day?
Yeah, I watched Achievement Hunter and like Funhouse and shit like that.
Yeah.
But like,
I was getting pussy.
I mean, oh my God.
No, not really. I just never heard of him.
He didn't have internet like that.
I did, actually.
I remember seeing Red versus Blue when I was in like high school. I think. And like it's pretty crazy. Like that company ends up getting bought by Warner Brothers, I saw like they had like 400 employees or something. It's just too big. I mean, it's like an issue that a lot of these like internet based organizations like run into, where like they grow so large that it's just untenable. Like they can't afford like all that staff.
And much of the stuff is too niche. They don't extend after they get into that position.
And plus, a lot of times they don't even know what they have or what to do with it. They just bought because it was able to be bought.
Well, they first got bought by AT&T.
Yes.
Like in 2012, I want to say. Mm-hmm. So they expanded into different networks. Like they have a podcast network, which, by the way, that didn't get sold.
I've just never.
Or it didn't get closed down. So the podcast network is still going.
That's right. Oh, must be doing something.
Yeah. I mean, apparently that's making money. They had several different YouTube channels with different followings that would intermingle and go into different shows and stuff like that. They had a nice little community they were building up. But I think the landscape for YouTube in general is changing. And like Clarence said, niche stuff like that is like, you know, gathering of like 12 people making video game like content, gameplay, stuff like that. It's kind of going by the wayside. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's becoming a lot more with the accessibility of streaming and all that. It just it is not profitable anymore, so they got the X, and you know, it's a 21-year-old company, so it is sad that, you know, people that
pioneers
went there are now out of a job. But also it was a company that was like riddled with just fucking controversy and shit like that throughout the years. Bad treatment of workers. Most of the, from what I'm gathering, comes from when they started getting bought out and it becomes a corporate situation.
Yeah, so, that corporate lifestyle, mm-hmm. that corporate,
you know, it comes with it comes with who you get in bed with, right? So
right,
but you know, I mean, it's sad to see them go, but like we were lucky to even have it as long as we did, or like those who were passionate about it kept watching and everything for, like I said, 21 years.
Yeah. They introduced me to a lot of people that I still kind of followed through.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know, a lot of my comedy was molded by some of the people in Funhouse. So.
Exactly. So
take that for what it is. taking it for what it is, we can move on to Zack Snyder was in the Joe Rogan podcast, and he got some backlash from the DC fandom.
It's the DC fandom. They always give backlash.
I swear.
They're never happy, man.
I swear I never watch another Joe Rogan interview after the Cat Williams one. And then Zach showed up and my friend Heido was talking about it. I was like, God.
That's right.
I guess I'm going back.
Come back, baby.
What a decent interview.
Yeah, it was. I actually truly enjoyed it. And my respect for him grew a little bit more as a creator. Mm-hmm. I may not agree with some of his creative choices a lot of the time, but. No. Him as a creator and the passion that he puts towards his projects, like this interview kind of like, you know, opened my eyes to the person that Zack Snyder really is in the back. He's a fanboy like the rest of us. And, you know, he does his things the way he sees them.
Absolutely. And to be clear, I mean, full disclosure, I'm just a hater. I want to be. So. I generally don't have a huge issue with a lot of things he does. I don't hate any of his movies. I loved Batman v Superman, any version of it. But, you know, I just hate the fandom. I hate the fervor around it. Mm-hmm. He had some things to say. It was a good interview. He definitely, you know, spilled it about his little Batman character and about how, you know, he feels like, you know, Batman should be able to kill and whatnot.
I wanted to open up the table. And that's one of the reasons I posted this. Like, how do you feel about the no kill rule?
How about we start with our guests? How do you guys feel about the glorified no kill rule that Batman has had under his belt for damn near 50 years, it looks like?
Yeah, because before he used to run around with a gun, shoot people.
That's right. Yeah. I think it's a good rule, and it helps. It always helps when superheroes set limitations for themselves. It makes the stories more interesting generally.
Sure.
But I also think it's okay if a creator wants to come in and do something different with the character. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can really ruin the legacy of a character by making a movie where the character does something quote unquote out of character. I think Snyder's Batman as a whole was like pretty good. Maybe Ben Affleck's just a good actor. But his killing in that movie in Batman versus Superman didn't really bother me that much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about you? Who talked? I'm sorry. Dylan or Jason?
Yeah. It's interesting. We talked about the Snyderverse on one of our like first podcast episodes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I don't think like Batman killing in that universe is like one of the main things that like makes it bad. I mean, I think the conclusion that we came to is just like, they kind of just like rush through things a little too fast. You know, making like a Batman v Superman movie is like one of like your first films and your franchise.
Right.
It was just like, it was clearly a miscalculation on Zack Snyder's part. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I definitely think that he's somebody that is like passionate for these like adaptations that he's working on.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, yeah. I'm a huge fan of his Watchmen film. Yeah, I know that like same. People go back and forth about that a lot, but I think that's a really good adaptation. And it's not like one-to-one to like the exact identities of those characters either. But yeah, like Jason said, I think there's nothing wrong with, you know, making some like creative changes when you're adapting a franchise. I guess the issue with him is that like this is the main film DCEU that he was working on. So yeah. You kind of want them to be like fairly comic accurate.
Yeah, I think also is like what you were getting at, but like there was no build up to it. Like we kind of, there's nothing wrong. I feel like there's nothing wrong with just entering a universe and everything and then Batman's doing stuff, right? But like it wasn't even his singular film. We've never seen him before he started to share the screen with Superman and everything. So him off the bat start killing and everything with no remorse and everything was just a little jarring. And everything.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong. In other films, as people have like analyzed and everything in the past, like he has killed. Even if it wasn't like blatant and everything, like Michael Keaton's Batman has killed
Abominations.
Didn't he throw that Christopher Nolan right down that sewer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christopher Abominations.
Yeah, like they have killed, like they've killed in the past, whether like purposely or passively and everything. So but yeah, I think it was just, I mean, when Batman had a tank and that had like a machine gun on it and then it started bearing people down.
Those are rubber bullets.
Rubber bullets still kill. Okay. As we've, so it's just weird. Like my opinion on the no kill rule, I don't know. I understand people like want to have their different interpretation of Batman, but I don't know. I feel like over the years, the no kill rule has attached itself to the Batman persona because of his limitations and everything, because of what happened to his parents.
I like the no kill rule in the essence that it makes Batman seem more of a fucked up person, seem more of an anti-hero because of that rule.
Yeah.
Because Green Arrow doesn't kill. The Flash doesn't kill. Wonder Woman's an actual soldier, and she doesn't go out of her way to kill. Superman could kill by just looking at you. But we put this persona on Batman, or this mantle on Batman as he doesn't kill, which makes me read it as he's an addict and wants to kill. He's a sociopath.
Yeah.
And this is him fucking going cold turkey and shaking every time he can't just strangle a homeless man.
Exactly.
I mean, literally.
We've seen it when he's talked about how like, are you kidding? I've always thought about things I would do to Joker.
Yeah.
I would subject him to
And the thing is that for the last 10 years of publication, every single fundamental story that Batman has been involved in has had that question of like, why don't you just kill?
Right.
His family tells him, just kill the Joker. The Joker tells him, just kill me. Everybody is telling him.
He's like, no, God damn it.
Jason's just do
like,
it one time.
Like, I'm not asking you to kill, like, Penguin or Riddler.
just this guy.
Just the clown. One.
Because if I do it, then
I'm just as bad as him, and then he wins.
But what does he do in retaliation? He drugs Jason to stop him from killing him. He fucking drugs him up.
He takes part of his memory.
Which is more insane. He erases
something in his brain. Which is almost worse than killing.
I think you might as well just kill.
I think that as when it relates to the Snyder interview and people giving him backlash for, you know, even having an opinion on what Batman can and can't do, it's like, you know, fine. There are iterations of Batman that have killed people before. I personally don't think that
the main one that he used to base that movie on.
I don't think you have to murder people to you know, make you respect the character or see that a character is reversely changed. That's very our American culture that, you know, we just gotta kill somebody. We just gotta fucking bloody their face in
America.
You know? So
I always thought he was beating the holy hell out of everybody. I mean, someone had to die eventually. Like, you don't punch somebody over the side of a building and then grab their legs with a piece of rope and they don't die.
He's that good.
Clarence, their medical, their great American healthcare obviously pays for their injuries. Man, so those people are back on the street in a matter of weeks.
They didn't die in the streets, but the hospital bill is going to get them because, you know, Batman sent them to the hospital. He is crazy.
He's got to continue the role play, so he has to help somebody these people come back.
He gives somebody a bleeding hemorrhage and these things. Well, I didn't kill them.
Right.
The internal bleeding.
I stopped him from committing crime. What happens to him afterwards is really...
That's up to them. That's God.
Yeah, God after me, exactly. Honestly. I don't make any rules.
Yeah.
I think Zack Snyder is just a fun person to hate, and true. by the way. True.
It helps with the following. It just like how he goes about things. I don't know.
It helps with the Snyder, like his fandom. I'll give them that. They're very passionate about
the rabbit
him. And I think it is. It makes a fun dichotomy when you're just getting into a Twitter battle and just walk through the Twitter battlefield and you see the fight from a very safe perspective.
Like, they literally created a cult at one time, and then like it was the guy with the mask, with the Omega mask and shit. Talk about he's part of the Snyder cult. During the Snyder cut, yeah, it got real bad on Twitter, guys.
That Green Lantern dude is still up there with that profile picture. Like,
I'm gonna buy this podcast a Snyder clock for every time we talk about this man.
We'll change the topic then, Change us up then.
Change us up.
Yeah.
All
right. Well, let's get changed to something else then.
All right.
Because something else is coming back that I forgot about it. Multiverses.
Oh yeah.
The Warner Brothers
Smash clone.
Yeah, the Smash, the free Smash.
Well, I was trying to give it a little bit more respect and calling every platform fighter a Smash clone, but
I mean,
it'd be that
it's
way.
It's pretty one-to-one.
It'd be that way. But hey, it's a genre, dog. It's a genre. Yeah. It's a genre. They created something, and now we got to pay its respects. Anyone else was looking forward to the return of Multiverses?
I forgot that motherfucker went away.
I never played it.
I don't care.
I completely forgot that it got taken off the shelves.
That game was like so hot in 2020 or 2021 or whatever. And then people just stopped talking about it immediately. I think it had like a really great commercial. That first trailer kind of changed the game. And people played it and they were like, yeah, it's pretty good.
It's
and we were allowed to go outside again and we stopped playing it.
Okay, bye. Yeah, okay, bye. It was a hostage situation. It was a hot.
wasn't it like riddled with bugs like towards the end when they pulled the plug?
Well, the main issue at the very end was them charging money for DLC and like cosmetic items and then coming out the woodwork at the very end and saying, surprise, it was a beta all along.
Yeah, well, the first I will give them this is the first early access game that's actually like gone back into development, and I just kept chugging along and taking people's money.
Mm-hmm.
But it did still take people's money,
absolutely.
And then it went into hiding for 2 years. Now the real question is, what's it going to look like when it comes back? Because if it comes back looking predominantly the same, there's going to be a fucking uproar.
They upgraded the engine. It looks a little smoother. It looks a little better.
Unreal 5.
Very pretty.
More bugs, probably.
When I saw that transition between like the old Wonder Woman and the new one, I'm like,
okay.
Look, there's some shadows.
Yeah, it's like, all right, there's some value.
But it's about the feel. We got to see what balance adjustments they made. That's what it's all about right there.
Yeah, sure.
You assume they made balance adjustments? It's Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
They made it pretty. I mean, that's the only thing that matters.
That's where the budget went.
I won't play it until they put Godzilla on the game.
I won't play it at all, but you all have fun.
What stake does WB have with Godzilla?
What? It was on the list of like, it was leaked like a possible like fucking DLC and everything. Mm-hmm. It was on there.
Does Warner Brothers have some type of...
I think so.
It might be the distributors of the American films.
Yeah.
And he's about to, come out in a very lackluster film, and they want
it's going
to
be fun. Shut
eyes.
Up.
Sure. They want all the eyes on it, so they're like, sure. Put
you ain't hyped for Monkey Man and Lizard Man fight Monkey Man?
And Lizard.
Bigger Monkey Man.
And Bigger Lizard?
They lost my respect when Monkey Man lost.
You're not fun. You're boring and you're stupid.
But Monkey Man, he has the better film and he's the better character.
Obviously.
Okay.
That's already
So that's a win in itself. So shouldn't you be just happy with that?
No, I don't settle. I'm not a Nintendo.
That monkey wouldn't be nowhere if it wasn't for the king, all right? Bow down to the king.
You do settle. You play Call of Duty.
Bend the knee.
That doesn't correlate, and I don't have the time to argue with you. So can we?
Because there's nothing to argue.
I mean, I don't have time to argue with you.
There's nothing to argue.
I get rip you to shreds, but I'm not going to.
You're not going to.
Because there's nothing off.
We have company. We're not going
to. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Which is why I'm not going to do it.
Jason Dillon, who do you want in Multiverses?
I think since they own HBO, and this has been like a joke for a while, but I really think they should put Tony Soprano in it.
Fuck yeah, please.
I think it.
Oh my God, could you imagine his special?
It'd be great.
Oh my God, he snorts a fucking line of coke and everything. Like,
his special is if he has a heart attack and like throws his weight on one of the characters falling down on him. And being racist.
Exactly. one of my my brother always, like, he plays it, or he played a little bit when it came out. Like, he really wants, Mr. White from fucking Breaking Bad.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Mr. White. I mean,
who's that vibrating bitch from True Blood?
What
That's like what? That's like season three, bro.
What are you talking about?
That's who it's I want multiverses. That's who I want multiverses.
But he just said vibrating. Which one?
Because that's what she does.
She's the only one that literally vibrated.
I've seen three episodes of True Blood, and the second one, I walk into the room, and she's vibrating with some type of skeleton mask on. I'm like, what the hell is happening, you guys?
Are you talking about some fucking background character?
No, she's not a background character. She was, like, the main threat in, like, season two or three, I think.
She's just vibrating, like, well, if we're going vibrating, bitches, and let's just get Enchantress from Suicide Squad.
Yeah, sure.
There you go.
They'd
be the same character. Yeah, alternate skins.
That was a dope season, by the way. True Blood. Yeah, it was actually really cool.
No, yeah. Exactly what still happened.
I mean, let's bring it back over there. Let's go fucking bring in Shai Halud.
Yeah, why not?
Shai Halud.
Yeah. Can you imagine a stage? Fighting on top of the worm in a stage? That'd be great.
Oh, my God. Oh, that would be sick.
That'd be fire.
Look at that. Look at these free ideas.
Exactly.
Stop patting them.
They're not going to do it.
They're not going to listen.
They're going to add another Looney Tunes character. They're going to add Paul Atreides.
They did. They added Marvin the Martian.
They did. Yeah,
Warzone, I saw that. Warzone did it first.
They played it up so much. I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Quiet in the back.
I haven't cared about Marvin the Martian since.
Right.
Since what? We were like nine?
I just like him because he's fashion forward.
Respect the goat.
I want one of those.
A skirt?
Yeah. But it's like just plaited out. I think it's a great look.
It's all about tyranny.
Yeah, it's a good design.
He looks like Raven in WCW Nitro.
Absolutely. Speaking of Paul Atreides, he plays Warzone. So
okay.
I just wanted to bring that up for the world to know. If you didn't know.
Awesome. Wow.
So
great. No one needs to know that.
He doesn't play Smash or all that dumb shit y'all be talking about.
I don't care what.
All right, we can move on to the next topic. I just want to drop
information.
He can't
see that far into the future. He's playing Smash Brothers. He can't see that far into the future.
He sees all possibilities at once, and Warzone was the only one that made sense. We can move on. I just wanted to drop that knowledge for you guys.
Speaking of the future, that we're all that's also the past, 97, the showrunner of it has been fired.
Right before
the premiere of this new show.
Did they give any real reason as to why?
The article basically said that he's a wild boy and we can't have that.
What does that mean?
You know what it means. You see what he looks like? You see his body?
Stop.
Hey, all right. He has some stuff going on behind the scenes. All right. Had OnlyFans. Yeah,
the original report was like immediately highlighting that he like had started an OnlyFans.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Wait, then what's wrong with why
arguing with various people on set?
Oh, okay.
He had a nasty attitude.
Yeah, attitude.
Was he dressed like Bishop the whole time?
Well, he's dressed like a Bishop type. That's all I can give you.
No, he was dressed like the White Queen.
Emma Frost.
As he's bouncing people around.
Clutching at everybody.
Did he throw his arms up?
Yeah.
So, he had the webs.
So apparently season two is pretty much finished and they had been discussing topics for season three.
Oh.
So now he's fired.
Hey, we don't need you anymore. We can do it ourselves.
Yeah. Wow.
Ahead of the show.
They fed all his ideas to the AI algorithm. Exactly.
They're like, keep making stuff that's like this. But yeah, basically, long story short, the while there is no official reason, he's a total diva. He's not the best to work with. They gave him the old Monique special.
Say,
get him out of here.
Krakoa.
Shut up. What was the last show he worked on? I read an article that he was like, in the last show he worked on, he had gotten into some verbal scuffles with like a lot of the production. And he was like,
yeah.
Really oh, no, there's a history.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's a history of him being a bad boy.
The Witcher, Moon Knight, Star Trek, Strange New World.
But banger after banger?
But okay, then that's the question. Why did you hire him?
Here's the thing.
They keep smelling the fucking syrup.
It was hot.
Here's the thing, though. You need people that are going to be assholes to get this product out the door.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Once the product's out the door, then you fire them.
So are they.
You've done enough.
Leave. Yeah. Actually, you're insufferable. We can't stand the way you act, so we're going to go ahead.
I've always been like this. But no, this is the limit, though. Like,
yeah, we're done, though.
We are done. You've done two seasons.
Is this the final draft? Yeah, the final draft. No changes? Okay, cool. Get out. Leave. Get out. Right. Now.
Checks in the mail.
But yeah, it's obviously because of his OnlyFans. So
obviously, you know. I mean, just like that.
Did anyone find it?
No, he's a dude. No, we're not gonna look it up.
What are you scared?
Are you
pussy?
No.
Well, you didn't have it. You didn't have the information.
You let me know what you find.
Exactly. Right, let me know what you find.
I put all the pictures in the Discord.
Oh no! Don't.
Yeah, you're not. You better pay for them. Are you gonna pay for them, or are you just gonna screenshot them? Like
screenshot them.
It's all stealing anyway.
We're gonna meet in the middle,
guys.
We're gonna
meet in the middle.
Choice of words, bro. Phrasing.
Perfect. Perfect choice of words. I actually like that. Meet in the middle. I'm not in any worry for the show. I mean, like I said, the house knows what they're doing. They got what they needed. So the minerals have been extracted. We have what we want. We're good.
As long as I get orchestra screams, I'll be happy.
Listen, they're just following the process that was done in the first series. Remember, the first two seasons, fantastic. Third season, outsourced.
Like a motherfucker. Like, that shit looks,
you know,
crazy.
What this means? We watch our random Marvel shows. We don't have to get teased with the random X-Men theme in the background no more. They can stop teasing us.
They're going to go even harder now.
No, they're not.
Who's that person in the background? Is that Wolverine taking a shit behind that bush? Maybe.
That's Dakin. Ugh.
Do you think Proton's going to show up?
Who?
Proton from the Marvel. Shut up.
Who?
Okay, look.
Who are you talking about?
At the end of the Marvels, Proton showed up in that universe.
According to Jordan, nobody saw that movie.
You mean Photon?
Shut up.
Yes.
I saw that movie. We saw that movie. It was good, and I liked it.
Do you think they want to see a woman or a black?
Hey, chill.
That's what they want.
He's speaking.
It's X-Men. They're going to be there anyway.
All I want them is to get rid of Storm's hairdo. What are we doing?
No more mohawk.
Let the mohawk live until they move on.
And listen, no. Do not bring the mohawk without them fucking leather pants and that vest.
Fair.
No, you can't have both.
If you're going to do it, go full.
If you're doing it, do it.
It doesn't work without it.
If you're going to have the milk bodysuit, you need the Diana Ross fucking... volume, yes. You hear me?
Hey, absolutely. Just wondering, Jason Dillon, like, what's your guys' opinion on X-Men 97? Like, do you guys care, or is it something you're excited for? Are you happy for it to be back?
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it. I think the original X-Men cartoon, they based the designs off like the Jim Lee run of X-Men, and I think that's like the greatest superhero costumes of all time. So just the aesthetic of that show, I really love. I'm excited to see what it looks like with this improved animation and modern writing. So I think it should be pretty cool. I do think it's a bummer that the guy got fired. It seems like he was a real driving force behind getting this thing made in the first place.
Yeah, it's cool that as soon as they got the rights to the X-Men characters, they immediately were like, we got to do a reboot of the animated series.
Yeah, exactly.
I was someone that watched a lot of the animated Spider-Man when I was a kid, too. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like the animated X-Men, I mean, just the theme alone is like iconic. Mm-hmm. You know, just bringing back that same art style. And I saw, like, they released a clip of it on Twitter that I saw.
Yeah, I saw
that looked really good. The combination of, like, hand animation and, computer animation, it looks like a pretty seamless blend. I know a lot of people were worried about, like, you know, how much would be lost from them, like, not fully going with the hand animation of the 90s one. It looks great.
Yeah, I think it looks good. I hope it doesn't suffer from the nostalgia train.
Yeah.
I hope it does stand out on its own, and it does propel the franchise to go further and reach a whole new generation of kids. I grew up on those shows. I mean,
we're still growing on X-Men today.
Rogue was one of my first awakenings.
X-Men. Yeah, I don't know what it is about superhero stuff, but like it seems like superhero stories are so much easier to tell in animated format than live action.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like, I don't know if any of you guys watch like the DC like animated movies that have come fantastic. Out in the last like 10 years.
Yeah, they're great.
They're really good, and it's like how have they not been able to do that in live action if they're so good at doing it animated?
There's so many things that just get lost in translation between animation and live action. There's just things you can't do as easily with a pen that you can't do with a camera.
Yeah, and Warner Brothers loves bundles and deals. So
yeah, and they love hating on animation too.
Even though they make a shit ton of money out of it, but
no, they hate their animation department. They're like, ew. Yeah. Okay, and I believe, like, when it comes to film, there's a lot of things that get muddled up between, like, the executive meetings and stuff, like, what goes in the story, what doesn't, and everything. Animation, I feel like a lot of time Warner Bros. Is, like, hands-off. It's like, do whatever. We'll prove it. Here's your budget. And then they make it work.
Flashpoint Paradox is top five. You know what? Top 10.
How often do you think
have you guys seen Justice League War?
Yeah.
Really Justice good. League War, if they just did that exact movie in live action, it would have made $2 billion.
I mean, Paradox
is a perfect Justice League origin movie.
100%. But Paradox was right there.
And my thing is, like, how often do you think that these directors, that when they direct these movies, do they even bring on people who direct animated movies to bring that same flair into live action?
No.
Do they even make that attempt?
No. How the fuck would they do that?
I believe those are different skills.
And we're the creative.
I'm saying they should crossbreed, because obviously one person knows how to handle the situation versus another.
Here's possibly not a hot take, but I'm going to call it a hot take anyway. The ego behind any creative, I think a lot of times steps in the way of a good final product. The ego death that it takes for you to bring in somebody to have over, or, you know, hands in something that you're creating. I don't think a lot of people have, especially I think in that,
on that level,
I think it's real hard to say like, hey, Taika Waititi, here's the guys that have been writing Thor for the past like 10 years. How about they're here, you know, they got a couple notes.
Said, well, I'm Taika Waititi.
Get the fuck out.
Exactly. You're no one. So I'm going to make my.
Bagel with strawberry cream cheese. Anyway.
I'll give you a perfect scenario. It's 2016. Oh, you've just been high lit to direct the new hot cultural phenomenon, Ghost in the Shell live action film. And then here in comes this man who supposedly writes the books or whatever, and you're like, this is my movie. Who the fuck are you? You know what I mean?
No, the first thing he did in that meeting, he was like, guys, okay, I'm not doing this movie. He's like, okay, you're gonna do Ghost in the Shell. Like, yes, I will. But I have one request, and it's the only thing I'll do, or I won't direct this movie. Okay. I will have Scarlett Johansson be the main character. And they're like, what? Like, yes, she will be the main character no matter what.
Yep, I don't want to
care. Get my girl in. Like, I don't think we're going to work. Look, I have some AI. We're going to change her face.
Let's be honest.
It's going to be cool.
They didn't fire that hard. They're like, okay.
I mean, I wouldn't have fought him that hard.
I mean, she looked great, but yeah. Stop it. Mm-hmm. Stop it. Mm-hmm. Let's be real here. You know why they got her. She looks fantastic.
Yeah.
She looked great in it. Even though I hated it, I'm like, damn. Like, damn.
Scarlett Jo, man.
Yeah.
Why are y'all talking about Scar Jo? We should be talking about Neve Campbell.
I can answer, but that would get me canceled. So,
what does that mean?
Set me up for success, brother. Don't ask me to elaborate. Look,
Spyglass is desperate.
They are.
They've lost everything, they're scrambling around. We have to make a seven. We have to.
A seven of what?
Seven of Scream.
It's gonna make me scream.
they took a as we know a couple of months back. They took a stand, all right. And they took a stand, and they fired the breath of life that was breathed into briefly the Scream films.
Yeah, okay? Exactly. Sure.
And they were from five to six, just incredible.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're on the rebound now because that was actually a terrible decision, and they're like, oh shit, well we need something to happen.
Somebody.
Here.
Yeah.
And who did go knock on the door? Of Neve Campbell
came crawling back.
I could have sworn on our pod I said this would happen.
Yes,
we did. Okay. We called it.
Yeah, all right,
and cool. We also talked about how they underpaid the fuck out of her last time. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I hope they came through with correct money now.
Most of the budget.
Oh, you already know. Exactly. You already know. She's like, I want all of it. Let's be honest.
If they came crawling underneath, that means she had every right to say anything she wants. She was
if I'm Neve Campbell, fuck your money. I want percentage of the fucking of the franchise.
Both.
Yeah,
I want it all.
And she also brought in, or not her, but like they also brought in the writer of the one, two, and four. Like
that'll bring him in.
Yeah, like, but
oh, really?
Yeah, the right. Yeah, the right. I could be
here for seven.
I could be
going nowhere.
From what I've heard, it's like three of the films that like are considered one the best in the franchise and everything. And he was the writer, and now they brought him on as the director of the film, but he's not writing.
Do we have avid Scream fans here?
Yeah. Do you have Scream? Are you guys Scream fans? Jason, Dylan, are you guys Scream fans?
I've seen all of them. I like them.
You like them?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
See,
I'm happy Nev is getting their flowers.
I hope so. Oh, I just hope they're not a bouquet of like guns.
You know what I mean? It is funny seeing Scream, which is this franchise that is meant to be like a satire on slasher movies.
Yeah.
And now it's just become like another one of those slasher franchises.
It got ate up by the machine.
Yeah, exactly.
It was supposed to stick it to the man, but now they're the man.
Now they're sticking to
themselves. They really are.
Exactly.
They're part of it.
Like I honestly have only as you guys know, like the only thing of Scream that I know in my brain is from Scary Movie. Okay. Like I watched I watched the first film a long time ago, but like I watched mostly Scary Movie over and over and over again. So I never watched any of the
others. They had my entire thought and they said my entire thought. In the background was Perch was fantastic because what the fuck?
Right.
Sorry.
What's wrong with you?
I look,
you're the film guy.
I'm a film guy, but billion? I don't watch every film. Sorry.
Well, that's stupid.
There's like seven.
It's like there's like me saying I don't drink every beer.
Exactly.
You don't read every comic?
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
How do you know?
You didn't read the Godzilla comic, Godzilla versus
He's reading comics right now in his mind.
When?
Like a mentat. Like a mentat. Roll your eyes in the back.
Do it. Have a moment.
He cannot.
Oh my God! See, he can't do it. He can't. So you see, you try to prop him up. He couldn't even.
Low budget Undertaker.
Faker.
Wow. I never claimed to be any of the things.
Faker.
I never claimed to be any of those things that you said.
He can't fault. He can't reach.
Don't fault him.
Yeah.
He was busy watching Scream.
Absolutely. Listen. They're desperate. They're at a desperate time. Yeah. And this is par for the course now. They're going to try and scramble and get who they can. Apparently. I mean, you can bring whatever writer you want to. I mean, the magic is dead. You killed it. It's the air is out of the room. You've done that. So whatever happens now, it's just.
Apparently, Jenna was always going to leave. And then they kind of just waited for Melissa to do anything. And then they kind of used that as a way to fire her. Like they went out their way to fire Melissa. And then they thought that it would be like she can't hold up the franchise by herself as Jenna's not there.
I'll tell you what, you get Sydney Sweeney attached to this project, you're saving.
Oh shit! Do it.
Done. Easy. Easy.
Do you think
that's a free idea right there?
Do you think they're gonna kill the sisters in the beginning of the film?
Off screen, they're gonna be like, here's a video. It's gonna be a video of those bitches getting stabbed in the background. Like we're done.
That's not even her hair color.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously a plus size woman. They're not even gonna care. Yeah. They'd be like, oh yeah, those bitches are dead now. Yeah.
So. With a big ass wig over the face. Like, oh.
They're gonna be so disrespectful about it, but who knows? If the trailer's hot, I might have to cop a seat. You know?
So I actually got a question for our guest. Where do you guys think this franchise is going in the next 10 years?
Oh my God.
I could see this movie never coming out. I think that there's been a lot of controversy. I think they're probably like promising Nev Campbell like $20 million,
but
based on the way they treat their performers, I could see them like reneging on that within the next 6 months or something and being like, we're going to cut it in half actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I am not sure if this will ever come out. And if it does, I don't know. I just feel like with the later movies, they brought in like younger actors to keep the franchise like something that young people go to see.
Yeah.
And if we're starting to follow Sidney Prescott in like her 50s and 60s, it's going to be a very different type of slasher film.
Especially if they keep numbering them. No one's going to try to tune into like, you know, Scream 9.
I, for one, if you're bringing back MILF Sidney Prescott, you got me in the seat.
I mean, I'll be there for sure. So why not? What else am I doing?
That's who they're aiming at.
They're appealing to a different crowd. Yeah. But
I'd be curious to see if they do the Halloween thing at some point, because I feel like Halloween is the most similar franchise to this one.
Like, yeah,
where they keep bringing back like the original cast.
They've done that.
Like if they, if they ever wanted to do like a true like hard reboot, we did Halloween. We did the original Halloween for our Halloween episode last year, and we talked about how like I think what there's like four movies I think that are called Halloween, that are
and with
that
Scream,
are like reboots.
There's already two movies that are called Scream.
You're
right. Just Scream. Yeah. Just Scream.
It's on that path.
Yeah, fuck. I mean, like honestly, at this point, I would not be surprised if they decided to just do a full reboot since they couldn't get this movie out and everything. Just start fresh.
Ghostface and Michael Myers crossover. When?
No, wait.
It'll be like. But come on, Ghostface. It should be like 70 with gray hair, and it'll be the actual dude.
I want it to be like Spy versus Spy, where they're competing on who can get the kill first.
Jesus Christ, that would totally break the fucking Matrix. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not excited for the movie either way. Firing Melissa and Jenny Ortega just pretty much did it for me. It's done. So
no, yeah, it's this movie is stained, and they haven't seen the writing on the wall, but they will, and then they will, like you said,
or they won't. Either way, I might be there spending dollars.
Like if they do that, I'm sure if they try to like fuck with Nev Campbell's contract and everything, what she's been agreed to and everything, most likely she'll walk, and then they'll be like, oh shit, we're back where we started.
Like damn, well I guess we got to put out a piece of shit. Who knows?
Exactly, let's write this off and move on. Yeah, speaking of
fucking, moving on.
Yeah, speaking of moving on, apparently the Batman Part 2 has been delayed to the following year that it was supposed to come out. So it's coming out in October 2026.
Take its time. I'm all for movie delays.
Let these nerds sweat. I don't care one way or another.
I
thought the movie was cool, but I mean, I enjoyed it. I wasn't like itching for another one when I got out of the theater.
You're like, damn, that was just fine.
No, I guess I'm the odd one.
I liked it.
I really liked it.
I
was like picturing where this could go and everything. And I was really looking forward to their depiction of whatever they're going to do next. Like I've heard, you know, rumors of like maybe Clayface is coming in. I heard there's going to be like a Penguin show and everything. Like, I don't know. I wanted more of this universe. I really like this universe.
They're not going to do any fucking Clayface.
Yeah, I think that Penguin show is coming out this year. So I think we'll see something from this universe.
Yeah. So I'm hoping like if they can expand it and everything, that would be cool. That's a cool way to like, you know, set us up for the next one.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Mm-hmm. I hope I can get to 2026. Like, I hope we can get.
Whoa, there. What does that mean? Yeah, that's
right. What you mean by that?
It's a long time ago. It's a long time from now. Okay. Yeah. You know what happened to me. All right, you know.
And stop jumping in from the car.
You're sturdy. You're sturdy.
I'm sturdy. Yeah. Very sturdy. I can do it. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Look, it's a long time from. I love how I did love seeing the reactions on Twitter. Everyone's like, God damn. Like, everyone's just so mad because they were expecting it to come out either this year or next year or something like that. But now. So
let them wait.
Let them wait. Let them wait, and then they'll eat.
Yeah, they'll eat when we put the plate down.
Yeah, it is a really long time between movies, right? Because that movie came out, what, 2023?
No, I thought it came out 2020. What, was it 23 or 2022?
They all blend together.
22, yeah.
Yeah, so
that's
22.
Like 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really long. I imagine it's probably partially because of the SAG strikes, but I also think it's just James Gunn coming in and he's the one who has to prioritize what's getting made now.
Yeah.
He's prioritizing his own universe, which is fine. But like when you have that delay between sequels, it really kills the momentum of your franchise.
It can.
I agree. Yeah. I think Batman gets a pass on that because I think Batman can come whenever he wants. Pause.
And
he does. There is a good argument to be made, though, that if they do this correctly and they kind of space out the time between it and maybe in this time gives them a little bit more mature, more developed world, even with us not necessarily having to be there for every single beat.
Yeah.
I think it will work well. Like, follow the time expanse, right? Don't try to lead me on right from the end of the last movie. Mm-hmm. Show me that something happened in this world. Show me why we waited however long it's going to take for this movie to come out.
Yeah.
And let that world grow with that weight that we had. You can develop and bring in new characters. I think there's a lot of potential with a time skip.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because it's been the same Batman, like... For lack of a better word, it's been the same recipe for every Batman trilogy that comes out.
True.
All right, so spice it up. Give me something new. Make me care that you build back up that anticipation if you lose it.
I completely agree with that. Mm-hmm. So I don't have a problem with this wait.
I mean, especially since like we're going to be – everyone's going to be starved for like more in general because apparently Marvel decided to like take less risk when it comes to film. So
whatever the fuck that
so I guess they're pulling back on what their plans were. So less shows, less movies. They're only doing, I guess, what they know for sure is going to be not a gamble, I guess. Even though in their minds.
Which is crazy.
They put $300 million in every fucking film. So all those films are gambles because you're not getting that movie. That money
can back. You imagine if they would have taken this stand back when they were building Phase 1 and Phase 2?
Like, we would never be here.
Guardians of the Galaxy would have never been made.
Oh, fuck no.
Who the fuck was reading a Guardians of the Galaxy book back then?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Certainly not
eight people. Huh? Eight.
Exactly.
Yeah. Eight person. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
so what does this mean going forward? Are they only going to focus? Like, what's going to happen when Captain America 4 flops? I think he's just going to stop making Captain America.
That movie, first off, don't put that on that movie.
Right? That movie is cursed.
Don't put that on that movie.
That movie, fucking Blade, is cursed. Looks like fucking Fantastic Four is pushing through. So
good. I wonder why those two films are having the issues that they
have. I know, right? And guess what got canceled? Fucking Armor. Remember Armor Wars? Remember they announced
that?
I didn't want that
to come out.
Why?
You don't care, Rhodey?
Why
do I want an Iron Man movie without an Iron Man?
What's wrong with it? Doesn't have to be Iron. It's a War Machine movie.
Give me one
War Machine book that you've ever read.
Stop it.
There was only literally one.
Give me a story you want to see James Rhodey in that Iron Man didn't already do.
Like, first off, we're not. No. The better framing is that this movie doesn't need to be made. And if we were going to make a War Machine property, then there are a million other ways to do that. Less riskier ways to do that than a full mainstream film. And if they wanted to do it, they would have.
I love Don Cheadle,
but he's 70 years old.
Holy shit.
Thank you. Either give me a Riri Williams thing and then make that its own thing.
Oh, that's gone.
Don't try and put all the people who have suits in the same movie. I don't want to see that. That sounds like a horrible concept without Tony Stark included.
Yes.
So let's just not do that.
They also were fucking... apparently secretly, and I think against everyone who went to go see the first Eternals, they were filming or working on Eternals 2 because that did so well, you know, the first time. And I guess they stopped production on that.
Some say they're still paying for Nosh Gianni's medical therapy.
Yeah.
Some say they're still paying.
The trend? They're still paying for all the steroids
he's pumping through his body? And his therapy for everything. for his feelings.
For his feelings.
But, you know, that's cool they can cancel the Eternals, too. I barely wanted to see the Eternals 1, you know, so.
Yeah.
Not, and it's not just, you know, solely what I don't care about. I mean, who, what, Eternals what? Nobody reads that comic.
They thought it was going to be, I think their thinking was it was going to be another Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Because they were going to bring in all this high value actors, all of this. You know, they thought they were going to get an Oscar out of a Marvel movie. Yeah,
because the only thing that propped up the Eternals was the X-Men, and they're not around right now.
And the only thing, like, they kept on fucking, I remember those fucking press tours about, like, what was so cool about the movie. And the most thing they did was say, yeah, we filmed on site.
Yeah.
There was no green screen, guys.
Angelina Jolie was in it.
Angelina Jolie is right here. Hello.
We went out into the wild and filmed around some rocks.
Yeah, from some rocks. Okay, they don't do that in Marvel films.
They played themselves. Long story short. So, you know, it's cool.
The Oscar train for Marvel died when they didn't give it to Winter Soldier.
Or Black Panther or any of those movies that may have been worthy at the time.
Honestly, right? I think, honestly, like, as much I'm sure most people are like, whatever about it. I think this is a blessing in disguise because I do feel like they could pull back, and if they can focus on making better product with pulling back and everything, I mean, I think that's a plus and everything without focusing on so many things, because they feel like they were spreading themselves thin between shows and movies coming on all at once and everything. If they just focus in on that, because I think since we've gotten so big, the bubble has gotten so big, if we start compressing everything, it allows us to get bigger again eventually.
I
definitely think the MCU is going to see like itself like reined in a little bit over the next like 5 to 10 years.
I was
reading an article the other day about Disney Plus and how basically they had like a mandate from like the executives to essentially go like quantity over quality in the early days of Disney Plus, like basically get as much stuff on the platform as fast as you possibly can. And like the MCU is like a huge part of that. All of those Marvel shows that like nobody was watching them, you know, comparatively to the movies. So hopefully like it frees up, you know, their creative abilities to make more like quality films like they did in like Phase 1 and Phase 2.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Like, I'm not like, we don't know if it'll go that way, of course, because
I think that's one of the main things that we had like been preaching in this podcast, quality over quantity. Stop trying to flood the market.
Yeah.
And I think that's the best way to do it. The problem is that the amount of characters that they're going to want to bring in as other actors phase out is going to be hard. I think it was very easy in the beginning because it was, and there was something about phase one and phase two that like it, that magic is gone. And I don't know how you're able to find that. And I don't know how you can mesh and bring in that many people and give them all, you know, character development right. And
the same reverence that came for those other characters.
At the end of the day, you just gotta have like a really solid, you know, story that you have to tell. If watching like Korean media ever taught me anything, you can make a really good cliffhanger out of anything. Mm. And you get a movie that makes people curious about what's going to happen in the next movie. Like, it doesn't matter who's involved.
People can here do it with like anybody. To be told what to like and what to do and what to expect. I mean, there are still people trying to sell me on Tokyo Vice. So, you know, people are told what to.
Who is pressuring you about that show?
You sound like you're going to beat them up in an alley.
Yeah. You shouldn't be beating me. That's a point I'm getting at.
Who is pressuring you about that
show? You know, people at work. You know,
it's, okay.
You tell them to leave you alone. All right?
I've tried.
If they can't talk to you about shit off the Tokyo Vice, you tell them to eat shit and leave you alone.
I think
people like to feel alienated, so.
I believe that, like, if they're smart, and this is just my opinion, I feel like they need to start actually, instead of trying to recapture that lightning in the bottle that was those first couple of phases, they need to find a different sort of magic again. Like, they need to discover
X-Men.
What can work next. I mean,
and they're trying that. X-Men.
And I'm hoping
they're trying that by bringing the Punisher back.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get them. We'll get those boys back into the ranks. Yep.
I want the white boots.
I have the white gloves. This on Twitter
extended. Yeah. Right. Oh, do you want white boots again?
I want everything.
I want that latex. I want that shitty little skull that was vinyl pressed into his shirt.
I want absolutely
the biggest gun he can carry. The
biggest gun that looks like four guns.
Four guns that is one gun.
Yeah.
So absolutely. It's just one trigger.
Because if you're gonna bring it back,
and like don't give John Berthel, just don't give him a script. Just have him screen and never seen.
Yeah,
screen.
Absolutely.
Just have him grunting. Yeah. No dialogue. Just grunts.
None. That John Berthel is like a kick in the mouth. Let me tell you.
Frank, on your left flank.
In all ways, just do it. Like,
he's
I mean,
a bulldog.
I completely agree with you. Just do it. Like, just give me the whole banana.
Yeah,
don't waste my time. You know, let's just do something decent with that.
Mm-hmm. I think at this point they should. I mean, I think it's leaning towards that they will.
Because I see them wanting to lean on, you know, Daredevil a lot.
Yeah,
and that's cool. You know, we like Daredevil, but like there are other people, so let's, like, you know what I mean, let's make sure we give everybody their
due.
Yeah, exactly.
Make Loras Tyrell great again. My campaign for 2024. Bring him back, have him punch some people, give him some good writing team.
Yeah. Were they talking
about Iron Fist deserved better?
Were they talking about bringing back Iron Fist?
Were they? I don't know.
Make Loras Tyrell great again.
I think they were talking about bringing back the character, but making it not Danny Rand.
They did that in the comics, and it didn't work.
Yeah, we tried that.
He had one book.
Like, my God, we did read that book. Yeah.
Two issues.
He had one run on that shit. I did too.
Let's be honest. I tried, but it's just not the same.
Yeah.
So I don't know. He's supposed to show up in somebody else's thing, right? Like, it's not his own shit.
Punisher?
I think it's supposed to be in the next Shang-Chi.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
Oh. Yeah. That'd be cool.
It'll be dope, you know. It's tough because what I'm rooting for and what I actually am gonna see on screens, like, they're like two different things. Like, I want it to be Danny Rand, but
of course you do.
To upstage the other dude, I don't want that to happen. That's just not a good
gotta
look.
Happen.
It's not,
it's
a,
not
good
a good look. It's not a good look. I want it to happen, but it's like, it's not
we
right.
We don't want, you know, it doesn't, yeah, it shouldn't be that, but like, how else do you introduce, like,
right? Because if I'm rooting for that in a Shang-Chi too. What am I doing?
It's gotta happen. It's gotta happen.
I've crossed the Rubicon. I don't know.
So yeah.
They can try and revive the character. I personally think the time has passed.
What, for Punisher or Danny Rand?
Danny Rand.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
I don't think that, like, I just think that we've crossed the mark. Like, if you didn't do it earlier than 2010, it's just, I don't see it. I don't see them doing it, bro.
No.
They can't even do it in the comics.
Stop giving up.
Yeah. I'm done.
There is a light, okay, at the end of the tunnel. No, we just have to keep trying.
Yeah, there's white light.
Stop it. he does have a white costume. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait
exactly.
for it.
Just like Daredevil.
A white costume.
And holy energy. That man was a cleric.
Yep.
Speaking of light at the end of the tunnel, that's just Godzilla shining that flashing light off his Oscar, baby.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
How many times do I have to go with you guys? We're not going to get sued by Pharaoh Monch.
I just do those.
All right.
Those right, fucking eight, stop. Those nine
they,
lines.
They sued nine Simon. They took Simon Says away from Pharaoh Monch. We're not getting this taken away from us.
Come on now.
That's okay. Dang.
Relax. Care about our platform.
Look guys, the Oscars.
Care about the king.
Yes.
No thanks.
Because Godzilla got an Oscar.
See,
what, he where are that monkey's Oscar at?
7 years. It took
Jack
7 years.
Jack Black should have got an Oscar for that performance in King Kong.
Fuck that. Fuck that and fuck him. All right. Anyway, look, the king's here. He finally got his due. Okay. He got his Oscar after 70 years.
Ooh.
Okay.
He has a crown.
He went against ooh. All these hundreds million dollar movies. Fucking,
Juggernauts.
Okay. They pour so much money and bled so much fucking cash. But Godzilla over here with $15 million and won the visual.
Bow down to the king.
Oh, right? Just a visual? Oh, okay.
Oh, hey.
Hey, listen. that
means you can see good? Him. That means we see him.
That means he looks good.
All right.
Whatever. That's cool.
It's a good.
Okay. Listen, he won something
where that
over
monkey
a bunch
at?
Of movies.
Where that monkey at?
Over a bunch of movies about
where that
people
monkey
being
at?
Sad and crying. Cool.
Where that monkey at?
I mean, he doesn't need
Godzilla is about
he's a feature. The monkey's a feature.
He doesn't need to be. He doesn't need an Oscar.
Godzilla minus one is about people being sad and crying.
Right, but like people that people care about in America.
Whoa, what the fuck?
I'm just telling you the truth.
What do you mean telling the truth? It's a good movie. Everyone saw that movie.
Everyone?
Yes.
Did you see it?
Yes.
I didn't see it.
I saw that twice.
So I guess
great.
Not everyone.
Hey man, look,
you're not anyone.
Look, we don't talk to peasants.
We don't.
Okay.
I don't talk to anyone below my station.
That's crazy.
Anyway,
do you hear something?
I know I don't. The wind.
I hear a fly buzzing.
Jason and Dylan, what do you think about that? Huh? What do you think about
celebrating?
Yeah, it was one of my favorite wins.
You see,
Godzilla minus one was my number two movie of last year, behind Oppenheimer. So like, I was super hyped to see it win best visual effects.
Is it because
the nuclear double feature?
Is it because Oppenheimer made minus one? Because they're like sequels, they're like one after the other. That one, yeah, they
made yeah.
It was
I saw a prequel. That joke on Twitter.
It was a prequel.
It's the first time a movie and its sequel have ever won Oscars that one night.
That's good. It's great. Yeah, I still have not seen Oppenheimer and everything.
You're not going to. What the fuck we talking about?
I know it's long.
The world. I'm gonna flash a flashlight in your eye and cry, and then you've seen Oppenheimer.
We had
like a baby.
Wow.
Okay, but yeah, I'm sorry, but yeah. I'm happy for Godzilla and everything, just in general. Of course Oppenheimer won, you know, best film and
big
everything.
Whoop.
What?
Big whoop.
Yeah, big
whoop. Which,
Godzilla,
by the way,
Godzilla won one for the little folk,
yeah, exactly.
The little guys, sure. Which is shout out. It better this one than the Matthew Broderick one.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah.
Listen, you guys are going to stop talking shit about that movie. All right?
No,
the
that
early 2000s in the theater seeing that shit, that
I
shit
have,
was off the chain.
I have that, funny. Godzilla. I have that in his screen.
As you should.
You talk about the Bryan Cranston one?
What
was that?
No. The Godzilla with Matthew Broderick.
You talking about Zilla?
They're talking right. About that's a lot of fish.
I'm talking about the one
Zilla. Yeah, Zilla.
I'm talking about the one with the P Diddy fucking theme
yeah,
song.
Yeah,
that's right.
Come fire. Fish.
Which is yes. Fucking fire.
That one. Yes.
Man.
He rapes men.
That was wild.
That shit was fire.
No, it wasn't.
So you know what I mean? Whatever.
That disgusting.
You can have your little Oscar.
Fucking
we had
giant
that.
Lizard.
We had that.
No, so. Yeah, you had
y'all
nothing.
Had, y'all had Diddy Combs.
Yeah, we had Diddy rapping over a Led Zeppelin sample. Fuck what fuck you mean?
Right, so fuck out of here. Keep your little Oscar. Keep your little hoity toity Oscar. You know what I mean? Cool.
Your shoebox size.
Matthew
lizard.
Broderick killed somebody, bitch. What you talking about?
Exactly. Who do you know anybody else who won an Oscar? And for what?
I don't. Exactly. I didn't care about anyone
exactly.
Else.
Exactly. So it only matters when it's about your false king.
Yeah, sure. My real king.
They won through king.
All right.
Sad.
Now, but shout out to Godzilla finally getting his dude. Finally
with the magic
a
shoes.
Good Oscar.
Yeah. Those shoes. Those shoes are fire as fuck. You see yeah. The shoes?
The shoes?
Yeah, they had Godzilla shoes.
What the fuck?
All their heels were Godzilla
oh,
claws.
That, yeah, up at the Oscars. Dude. Yeah, they had the fucking claws oh, yeah. On their heels and everything.
Custom
like
made. Ooh, goddamn.
Looks
King
good.
Kong could never.
They're also walking around with Godzilla action figures the entire time.
I saw that the whole time. They had the gold ones. They had the regular ones. It was great.
True support.
They couldn't hold the Oscars and like the envelope at the same time because they were carrying Godzilla action figures.
This fucking little like gold Godzilla with them and everything with the little bow tie.
That's fantastic.
Okay, like I didn't watch it. I saw some of the highlights, but like what was your guys' like favorite moments or memorable moments from the Oscars and everything besides who won or who didn't?
Well, I don't care about anybody who won.
It's kind of basic, but I'm Just Ken was a really incredible performance, really funny, silly, and like, yeah, it kind of takes the piss out of the Oscars a little bit, the fact that it's even nominated.
Yeah. I just know the scene because it was like clipped on TikTok and everything of him grabbing the cameraman's hand and bring him up with him.
Yeah,
that was funny.
Yeah.
But
they got a lot of hate before that. Like right before that, they got a lot.
They were like a bunch of white people won the awards. Wow, Oscar's still so woke. We still so white. It's crazy.
But there was a lot of controversy with the Ken because they were like, why is he singing this song? But it's a Barbie movie.
Exactly. They're like, you missed the whole point. Elevated the dude.
There was a lot of weird like takes and everything. There's always a lot of takes. Why do you? Yeah.
Also, I think that Jimmy Kimmel's jokes to Robert Downey Jr. were a little spicy about his past and stuff.
Jimmy Kimmel be thinking he can say whatever the fuck he wants because he's prime time.
He's in the Illuminati.
That's
why. So
yeah,
Cat Williams is Catford coming after you.
Oscars are a really weird show because you know it's a show for like movies, and a lot of the times the movies that are getting awards are movies that like not a lot of people have seen. But they're also trying to make it like accessible for like general audiences to just watch it from like an entertainment standpoint, so there's always that like division between like film industry people and like general audiences. But I thought they did a really good job this year with like threading the needle.
Like I noticed in the past like couple years they've been a little more lenient about like what gets nominated and everything and what wins, because I feel like a lot more mainstream things are getting up there when it comes to like getting nominations and stuff and even winning.
Like the Godzilla,
Everything Everywhere All at Once, everything, like at least stuff that went to the theater that was promoted and people went to go see, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the highest grossing film last year was Barbie, and Barbie was nominated for a ton of awards. Yeah. And Oppenheimer was also one of the highest grossing films of the year, also nominated for a ton of awards and won a ton of awards.
Exactly.
So that helps a lot for viewership and making the awards more interesting to watch.
They also showed that little, that Native American girl for, that lady from Killers of the Flower Moon. They showed her. They learned her. They're like, they put her in the nominees. I'm sorry, you don't win shit. This goes to Margot Robbie. Thank you for coming, by the way. We like your dress, but this is Margot Robbie.
Did anyone see that movie?
This is Ryan Gosling's award. No.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I have no interest in watching a 3-hour film. It's okay. I know. Unless it has a superhero in it.
Thank
you for adding that spice at the end.
I know.
Absolutely. Don't waste my time.
A little dash of cinnamon there.
After he said he watched Dune twice.
I was going to say, I was like, you saw Dune.
It did have a superhero in it.
Paul?
Yes.
That's right.
Paul Atreides. That is the Lisa Nagai.
Yeah.
Or as we know him in my country, Jesus.
Oh shit!
It was a little cute moment, but like I really liked the moment between fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito and everything,
yeah, with
Michael Keaton and everything. That was pretty cool, and I loved how people watched that scene and everyone was like, "God, Warner Brothers, come on, hurry up and do your do your Batman Beyond
Stop
film.
It.
He's right there. Do Old Man Batman. He's right there.
Actually, yes.
Only if it's
fired up." Paul Atreides
God, that would be
Terry McGinnis.
Let's go.
You know what?
Yeah.
I actually like that.
Hey, put that water down. You drinking spice over there, bro?
I know his eyes are getting a little blue.
My eyes are dilated.
Yeah, they're getting a little blue.
They ain't blue, but they're red. With that being said, I want to thank our guests for coming into the show.
Appreciate you guys.
Tell them where they can find you guys. Tell them again about your show. Fantastic stuff you guys are doing over there.
Yeah, real fun and good shit. I can't wait to get on. Can't wait to get on your stuff.
Yeah, till we do it the other way around.
Yeah,
yeah, we're excited to have you guys on as well. Dylan, tell them about the show.
Yeah, you can find us on Twitter, YouTube, anywhere you find your podcast. So Spotify, Apple Pods, or wherever. It's the Over Under Movie Podcast is where you can find it.
Okay.
I'm sure, you know, we'll send you guys
yeah,
a link.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The link will be down in the description.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, we're a movie podcast. We talk about whether movies or franchises or whatever are overrated or underrated. So it's not just a podcast where we're saying, is this thing good or is this thing bad? We try to look at it more from like a nuanced standpoint. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we have a lot of fun with it. And we, you know, we try to mix up like the types of films we do, but like we're two dudes in our 30s. So we tend to talk about a lot of movies from like the 90s and like the early 2000s.
Hey, same. Do you guys have a favorite episode you want to direct people towards?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Any of it, I guess.
That's it. Yeah.
What do you think, Jason? What do you think has been our best episode so far? We've been doing the podcast since like October we started. So uh-huh. we do episodes every Monday.
What was, the movie that you guys had the most fun, I guess, going over? That would be a fantastic starting point.
We have one coming out next week that's about Ghostbusters in anticipation for the new Ghostbusters.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, Dylan and I have some pretty controversial takes on that one.
Oh.
So that's one we'll definitely promote once it's out.
Can you give us a little taste?
Existing episode.
Can you give us a little taste?
Yeah, we both watched it and we were like, oh, this is okay. I don't understand why this is the most beloved franchise for 80s children, but it's all right.
Look, it blew people's mind back in the 80s. Okay, they were like, holy shit, this is
busting. Makes me feel good.
They busting out here.
It hits a little different when you keep getting called the little
Poppin' Fresh.
No, what was it? The fucking Marshmallow Man.
Stay Puff.
Oh yeah, my gosh.
It's a little different when you were a child getting called the Stay Puff Marshmallow Man.
Yeah, you're Stay Puff. Like,
that's rough.
And also for anybody that's watched Dune recently, me and Jason are big like Dune heads.
Yeah.
Ooh, you guys read the books?
I've read all the books, yeah.
Another one.
And we did like a spoilers review and discussion for Dune 2. Okay. That we did like a lot of deep dives and like speculation into like what's coming for the next movie. And then we also have an episode on the 1984 David Lynch Dune, which is a bunch of weirder movie.
Nice.
It's really interesting to talk about.
Yeah, I saw the vision. They tried so hard for that first hour. They were so close.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to check out that Dune, Dune one, because I myself, I'm also a fan of the books. I read all six of them, and I really hope they make it to the fourth book. I want to see just the absurdity.
We're not gonna get the worm.
Yeah, we gotta get God Emperor.
We're not gonna get the worm.
Listen,
we didn't get the 2-year-old warrior. We're not gonna get the worm.
You're gonna get the worm.
It's a little crazy. 2-year-old warrior.
I wish
hard to pull off this day and age.
But with that being said, thank you guys for joining us on another episode of the 13 Hours Podcast.
Woo!
You can find me on Twitter and X, the same thing. And Instagram at @just_uno.
You can follow me at @WhatKingsMaking on TikTok.
You can follow me at Stooge Prime on Twitter.
You can follow me at Art of Sumo on Instagram and Twitter.
And where can we find you guys?
Already did that.
Oh.
They were ahead of the curve. They're too good, bro.
And make sure you follow our guests at the Over Under Podcast. And everywhere you can find the streaming, you can find us, you can find them. Stay thirsty, nerds.
Peace out.